a broken packing box, but after a few minutes, I stepped back and admired my handiwork. The woman was slumped in a chair, her hands bound behind her, a gag around her neck waiting to be pulled forward and put into place in case she started screaming. Johannes sniffed at her feet and turned away, apparently bored. I wasn't fooled in the least. He always took profound interest in any female.
Huh?
The little nun snorted and blinked, squinting at me as I stood before her, my arms crossed.
Flag.
Do you speak English? I asked, switching to French. French? German?
I'm English,
she answered, blinking rapidly as she obviously tried to bring me into focus.
Who are you? Did you... Oh, my head! Knock me out!
I applied pressure to your neck, causing you to black out, I said sternly, trying hard not to notice how her breasts swelled when she struggled to bring her arms forward.
You Vulcan neck pinched me? Why am I tied up? And did you know you're a dark one?
I frowned. What does a nun know of either Vulcan neck pinches or dark ones? She stopped trying to free her hands.
I'm not a nun, I'm a guardian, and a beloved. So I know a dark one when I see him, or her. But mostly your hymns, not hers, aren't you? Do you have any pain tablets? I had a repulsively annoying headache before you vulcanized me, and now it's just that much worse.
No, I answered, increasing the intensity of my frown. The little nun didn't seem to be the least bit intimidated to find herself bound and held prisoner.
No, you don't know you're a dark one. No, you're not mostly males. Oh, no, you don't have any pain meds.
Her eyes shimmered with gentle curiosity.
Of course I know I'm a dark one,
I snapped, annoyed, and at the same time strangely pleased that she wasn't afraid of me.
I've been one almost my entire life. You are not a beloved, however.
I am, she said, looking down at her feet. Hello? Is that your cat?
No, don't talk to him.
I scented the air. The lodge, like the abbey itself, was a damp, mildewed, crumbling relic of grander times. The air was redolent with the smell of mould's wetness, and the leavings of various small animals that had claimed the lodge for their own. Tattered bits of wallpaper moved gently in a draught from a broken window, the walls streaked with equal amounts of grime and quiet despair. And yet, despite the odours of the decaying building, the scent of the sun-warmed lilacs lingered, stirring something deep in my belly.
If you were a beloved, I would know, I told her.
Is something wrong with his mouth?
She asked, making little chirruping noises at Johannes until,
as I knew he would, the massive cat leaped onto her knees and purred at her, his eyes half closed. Yes, you are not a beloved.
I thought so, because most cats don't have one lip pulled up so a fang shows all the time. Was he hurt or something?
No, it is simply how he is,
I answered, wanting to simultaneously shake her and kiss her. Her gaze assessed me.
He's not your cat, but you know he wasn't hurt.
No, he is not my cat. He simply lives with me and accompanies me wherever I go. That is all. Why is a guardian pretending to be a beloved and a nun?
Why is a dark one abducting innocent people? She countered.
I leaned over her in an attempt to intimidate.
Why did you climb over the fence when the signs clearly state that your presence is not welcome?
She blinked those lovely soft grey eyes at me.
You're the one who put up the signs. Did you also chain the gate closed? We thought it might be the local authorities, although Teresa did show the police the documents the estate agent sent her. But you know how it is with Czech officials. They do love their paperwork. And Teresa figured she must have missed dotting an I or crossing a T.
I am Czech, I said with much dignity.
Really?
She tipped her head to consider me, not in the least bit intimidated by me, damn it.
You don't sound Czech, you sound British like me. Who are you exactly?
My name is Grey, Grayson Socek, if you were going to ask, and I suspect you were, since you seem to ask everything else that occurs to you.
She giggled, and the sound.